This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. On Monday, Colorado reported 1,086 patients hospitalized with confirmed cases of COVID-19. That is the lowest number in 2 months, but the Omicron variant is spreading quickly in the U.S. and more cases are popping up here in Colorado. Dr. Bill Berman directs the Public Health Institute at Denver Health. He says the recent spread of the virus at Cornell University underscores the risk.
97% of the people are vaccinated and they're having a substantial outbreak. That just is a case example of the risks of this Omicron variant. And we all need to respect that.
The 7-day average positivity rate is up to 6.7%. That's down from double digits last month, but it's above the 5% rate health experts say is a sign of trouble. Colorado Congressman Jason Crow says he has tested positive for COVID-19. The results come after a congressional delegation visit to Ukraine. In a tweet on Sunday, the Democrat said he is fully vaccinated and got a booster shot, and he is experiencing mild symptoms. Crow encouraged people to get their full doses of the vaccine as well. Today's performances of The Lion King at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts have been canceled due to COVID-19 among the performers. People with tickets to today's performances will be refunded. The DCPA also canceled last Sunday evening's show. They say a decision on Wednesday's show will be made later today. This is CPR News and KRCC. We love hearing what you love about KRCC and CPR. Shiloh and Kenneth donated to us and said we are their go-to source for current events. That's great to hear since it is basically our whole reason for existing. We're glad we're doing our job well. If you'd like to donate and leave us a comment, come to cpr.org/support. Today is a day full of sun, but some parts of the state like Boulder might see some snow on Thursday night.